This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. I may need to stop the little thing when it comes up so that it doesn't start talking to us. But we'll see if we can push that button as we go. There we go. Oh, hang on. Let me back up. Okay. Oh, yeah. Making overtures in this direction. Okay. Oh, for crying out loud.
Yes, they can play off each other. Boom.
Okay. Now then. That's Jordan Peterson talking about the UK and is it possible for the UK to be saved? It's an interesting podcast. Okay. Heading to get the little boy. It's been a good week. We had Tuesday off this week because it's voting day, and apparently on voting day, the schools are closed. I did get tickled with Dustin. He is working his brains out at this point because he's got school, and then he's got clinicals, and then he's got regular 12-hour shifts, and woo! And so last week, I gave him the heads up. You know, I said, hey, you know, we are going to, school is out, you know, on the 8th, or whatever it was. It was last Tuesday. I think it was the 8th. I said, school's going to be out. I said, little guys, welcome to stay with us. But you might check and see if the Fairgrove Daycare can take him. Well, as it turns out, the Fairgrove Daycare had just lost two teachers. So they were overstressed. So I said, listen, it's fine. He can come to my house. So Tuesday, I worked from home. And I had Aiden with me. And it was fine. But when Dustin called in the afternoon, he said, now, I'm getting out a little early. Have you picked up Aiden already? And I said, no school today, bub. He went, what? I said, this was the day, no school. We've just had him here. Oh, sorry. I said, no, you're fine. You're fine. You've got so many things going. We got this covered. So he came and got him. And it was a little bit of sadness there because, oh man, technology is the same everywhere. It's just the same. Apparently, the school he's going to for the paramedics classes uses some testing software that they've already decided they don't like because it's the questions aren't worded well and there's too many students that are failing it and they have to retake and they get it the second time. And so they've already decided that they're not using that particular software for the next round of training, but they are using it for this round. So poor Dustin has got a test on this software that's not good. And, you know, oh well. So, you know, step at a time. Writing is going fine. I'm a little sluggish on this first writing sprint getting started and getting my appropriate number of words in. And the problem is that I know, A, I've got 9 weeks instead of 8 weeks in this particular session. And B, I know that when I come to the second session, I will at least be on halftime. So I'll have more time. And so I know where I'm going with this book. I got pretty much the main plot arc just while I was at church on Sunday and I was thinking about it. So I got all that and it's knocking off a bunch of the stuff on my list that I was like, I gotta get these things resolved. And I've been pretty much amazed at how this particular storyline is knocking so many things off the list. Because I combined a couple of characters that I already knew their activities were combined because I knew what their histories were. And now in this book, all that's coming to light and it's like, oh, and it takes care of that one and it takes care of that one. So that's good. It's kind of unconscious, but it's good. And so things are developing fine. It's just, I'm like, I think that's enough for today. No, it's not. Hit your word counts. So I am ahead today. I actually got my full word count done already today. But we have small groups tonight. So I'm going to get the boy and we're going to head downstairs because we've got the house cleaner in today. She's getting everything cleaned up. And so we'll go downstairs so that we can just watch TV down there and that'll be fine. Let's see. Right. So all that's good. Book is going fine. Costumes are going fine. I'm working on classic movie day and I'm ironing up my zoot suit, which is just a flimsy. It's not great, but it's fine. It's the mask. It's the zoot suit from the movie The Mask. So it's that yellow that Jim Carrey wore. But the fabric is thin enough that it has the polka dot lining on the inside. And it kind of shows through a little bit. So I'm like, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm trying to decide now whether I'm going to actually take in and tailor the zoot suit a little bit. Because it's just kind of big and baggy and flat and straight. So who knows? I may break out the sewing machine and just, tighten up some of the seams on it and go from there. But aside from that, all is well there. I'm like 2.5 months out now from when I supposedly go to halftime. But there have been a lot of changes in terms of, or coming up on a lot of changes in terms of major leadership. And so this weekend, I am going to go ahead and call the company, Lincoln Life and Annuity, that has my annuity and say, okay, what's the process with starting payments out of the annuity because I'm retired and, what are the regs that I need to be aware of and what forms do I fill out and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and what are the impacts and get all that information lined up. Because I wasn't intending to even need that information for potentially 3 years. But who knows, with all the changeover in leadership, I just thought, I should probably go ahead and just get this under control and figure out where we are with all of this and then, run back to the leadership of both my major client and then the IT leadership. Because I'm in this really weird position where when I went to work for AGWM, the leadership there wanted to redo my contract and make my contract exclusively with them so that the IT department couldn't camp onto my time. And at that point, I said, we've already got this worked out with the IT department. Things are going fine with that. I will guarantee you that I will work at least 100 hours a month for AGWM. And that way we'll have a little overage. Because at that point, I was doing 132 hours a month, something like that. I said, we'll have a little overage if there's emergencies and things that come up with the IT department. I can just do that for them, but I'll make sure that it doesn't encroach. And so they said, yeah, okay. So we've just been running on that. Well, the people that I worked all that out with, that was 10 years ago, they're gone. So I think nobody quite knows what the situation is with me. I'm just this vagabond who comes floating in and nobody's sure what the contractual obligations are. And so I thought, I should just probably kind of go through that history a little bit and then say, okay, here are my options. I can either retire fully in July and say, go with God, be at peace. If that's what you want to do, that's just fine. Or you could allocate 16 hours a week of my time and I'll charge you double my normal rate, so it's like 190 an hour, maybe 200 an hour. I'll just charge you that, and we'll just run month to month. And if we ever get to the point where you say, we don't really need you anymore, Phil, go with God, I'll just say, okay, that'll be fine. So that's the plan at this point. that it's going to be one of those two things. And we'll just see. Because the administrator for AGWM is actually leaving. There's no new administrator known yet coming in, so we can't talk to him. And then the new CTO is in, but he and I haven't had a conversation about this yet, and so I'm just going to write everybody and say, okay, look, I know that I talked about going to halftime. I know that I already talked to Kevin about that. I know I'd already talked to IT about that, but lots of things have changed here, so let's just figure out what we want to do, because I can retire, and I would be happy to retire, and the only thing is, if I retire without having some arrangement in place for a number of hours that would be available for AGWM and the IT department at the Assemblies of God headquarters to take advantage of, I'm not the type of person who just sits around and waits for the phone to ring. So I have lots of things I'd like to do with that time. And I will just go and stack up that time. And I have, you know, I'm thinking about maybe going back and taking piano lessons again and kind of dressing up my hands again to where I can get back to, and maybe taking some jazz piano lessons and learning some of that stuff. And I'm thinking about voice lessons, because I've been careful not to damage my voice. And so I would really, I have some specific goals of things that I'd like to learn to do with my voice in terms of my singing voice, because we still sing at funerals and that sort of thing. And it's fine, but I'm always having to warm back up because it's weeks and weeks at a time between singing where, you know, if I had some goals taking voice lessons from professionals, maybe at the local universities, you know, maybe I could get pushed to other plateaus with voice. And so that really is of interest to me. And of course, I have lots and lots of things to write and costumes to make and those kind of things. But if I fill up all that time and then I get an emergency phone call, you know, well, I got to decide what the priorities are. And I do like to help. I really do like to help, but, you know, so we'll see. I'm sure that'll all work out. It always, always works out. All that means is that at least the potential exists for me to pull the trigger on the annuity ahead of time. Well, not ahead of time, but when I was originally going to pull the trigger on it, as opposed to you know, working half-time for another however many months with a maximum of it being till I'm 72, which obviously is 3 years and 4 months. So we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how everything works out. And honestly, I'm good no matter how it works out. I'm just good. You know, but there's so much that is going to be happening in the next 3 years. Goodness, with AI, it's just going to be phenomenal, the things that are happening. And it would be interesting to be on the inside of a business and watching that happen. You know, where you're actually trying to do real work with AI. So, we'll see. Anyways, just quick, because I'm picking up the boy. Just in the camp of, here's yet another example of, a big revelation. John Campbell had an opinion piece that had come out that he was quoting from in the New York Times. And the opinion piece was, the title was, it was an opinion piece, so it wasn't their news reporting, but it was an opinion piece, and it was, "We were badly misled about the events that changed our lives." And it was about COVID. You know, and they're saying, you know, we were misled. No joke. Really, thank you. I think you were the same newspaper who was lambasting anyone who would suggest anything was untoward in any of it. But it's pretty interesting because the article did go through and started tracing back through all the suspicious pandemics and, you know, rise of these very infectious diseases. And I had never heard this before. The article was claiming, and it was referencing another article, and all these notes are in John Campbell's stuff, that the episode itself was called Conspiracy Theories. So you can just look up Dr. John Campbell and on YouTube, and the title of the podcast was Conspiracy Theories. And he has in all the notes, all the links to all this kind of stuff. But apparently, the New York Times article was claiming that there had been 4 or 5 different pandemics that look highly suspicious, that something was engineered. And it goes all the way back to the 1977 Russian flu, which I had never heard that before, which that's interesting. But, you know, I mean, they had gone through the standard stuff that it said you can see it with EcoHealth Alliance and, you know, the fact that they had put in a proposal, and in this proposal, they were talking about genetically modifying a coronavirus, and it was modified in exactly the same way as the COVID, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this is just another thing, and they were going through, again, how there was this proximal origins paper where you had, it's an unbelievable amount. It was something like 77 Nobel laureates and 20-some-odd major health organizations, and they all said, oh, no, it didn't actually happen. So it's just fascinating to watch all this. Really, as I've said multiple times before, the big question is going to be, is anyone ever, oh, hey, we're ready.
Yes,
we're ready.
We're not going.
Where are you going, Bob?
Go
Whoa!
You
it's
to go home.
You have to go home.
Yep.
You have to go home. Out with the hell.
I just need to finish up on my podcast. Okay, here. Yep. Take the backpack off. Head in. I see Aiden in the car. There you go. Good job, buddy. Climbing aboard the chariot here. Okay. Here we go. Okay, good job. Now then, we'll get the car started and we'll get some air conditioning going. Just a second.
I need to eat some.
I'm glad we're sitting where we are because you won't be in the sun there. So that's a good thing. I'm back. We're going to start the car up, and that means that our little podcast is going to start up again. What? What's wrong? Here, I'm just finishing this up. What? Oh, yeah, we'll get something to eat when we get home. As soon as we get home.
Yeah, how far they can push the argument.
What would you like? Should we make some eggs? Should we make a Hot Pocket? What should we make? Eggs? We'll do it. Okay. Anyways, so it's just fascinating to watch. I mean, it's just really, really fascinating. I read today that RFK has just put out the word that by September, you know, that they've just amassed all sorts of researchers, and by September that they want to have an answer for why are we having this increase in autism in children. I mean, and they're just gonna go and do the thing. So this is going to be fascinating. So we'll see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
have a great weekend, everyone. 7.